Once again, I think they beat ourselves. That's taken nothing away from Arbroath. I think they deserved a victory with the way they play. It would be madness and stupid. They've took 7 goals off us. We needed to come up with a different game plan. And I felt in the first half we dominated the game. We dominated the ball. But once again, we gave away sloppy goals. We get turned over in midfield, and before you know it, it's in the back of our net. We need to be more resilient and more determined to keep the ball at the back of the net. Nothing a matter way. Reese, we've all scored on goals. An easy cross, get down there, put the cross in. Seems to be a recurring theme from us. And then for us, you know, we dominate the ball, but we're no cutting edge. Everybody wants to come to the ball. We're playing through the lines, then we come back on ourselves. You know, we're playing through the lines, we should be turning and going the other way. McCann should be further up, we should be getting down the sides and getting crosses in. I thought our crossing was horrendous. Kept hitting the first man, couldn't get it in there. And when you're doing that, you're not going to score goals. The second goal was avoidable as well. Right on the stroke at half time, you need to manage it. When it gets played into feet, you need to get around the ball. Wonderful strike, absolute wonderful strike, 2-0, right on the stroke of half time. So you say to them at half time, come on then, right, we need to mix it up a little bit, we need to start playing over the top a little bit longer. Saying to McCann, you got on the diagonal, saying to the full backs, got them doing better crossing. And I felt we gave it a right go in the second half. Says to them, go out and win the second half, see where it takes us. We gave it a right go, and the third goal was. It's one of them when you're chasing the game. You've always leave yourself wide open for the third goal. Disappointed the way it happened. I don't think it was a free kick. I think the big boy just rolled. I think Reece put the brakes on and the boy sort of skipped around him and rolled him. I says that to Alan coming off the pitch. I didn't think it was a free kick at the time, and I seen it on the. And you're being taught to play to the whistle, but we seem to stop. And but take nothing away from Arbroath. They're up there on merit. You can see why. And they pass it as well when it's on to pass it, and they play to their strengths. They've got all the nous it's needed. They work for each other. We've not got that. We've not got that. That's what I think. We can be a good football team. We need all the nous, all the craft, all the streetwise stuff, all the fundamentals, what the do's and the don'ts of football to get us up the pitch and be better for it. We are bottom of the league at that. Bottom of the league. Terrible at that. Terrible. Don't to play, when to play long, when to play short, when to play the channel, when how to win a header, head it big, when your tackles, one-on-ones, all the stuff, hook it big, all the stuff, I've been a centre-half and when I went hook, and when I hook it up, man, I'm hooking it big, I expect that to stick. If it's no sticking, it's not being a free header. He's going to head it, it's falling down and we're up on seconds. We're a wee bit off it on that, so. There's a lot of work to be done. And the thing about it, they're willing boys. You cannot, that's why there's no point in shilling and balling at them. They're real willing boys. All I say to them at half time, and I'll say this, and I hope my message hits home, I've said to them, we need to be more, a little bit more streetwise and a little bit nouncy in terms of the do's and don'ts of football. But football owes you nothing. And I say that after the match. Football owes you absolutely nothing. You're here for the game. The game's not here for you. And as soon as you recognise that, it brings you down, it puts you, it gives you great values. And if you play with their values, then I don't think you can get beat. I think that maybe it's our style of play. We think that we can just go out and, you know, it'll happen. It doesn't happen. You have to make it happen with all the stuff I've just talking about.
Just the performance and the result just reinforces what you need to do in January.
A lot of these boys will still be here, you know. I've really enjoyed working with them. They listen, they try hard. I feel for them because I'm seeing a lot of good stuff on the training pitch. They struggle to try and recreate it coming on the pitch on a Saturday. I know they've got it in them, so you never give up on them. You work on them. And everything that you ask of them, I think they need a hand, Ian. I really do. I think they need a hand over the Christmas period in the window. And without naming names, you know, it's a real precarious, choppy water kind of window. You know, even now with foot name and names, you think you're down the road with 2 or 3 and they end up going somewhere else. And you have to start again. And I've done that. You sort of say to yourself, whoa, well, if I'm not getting my number one is my number two or a number, is it better than what I've got? But we keep plugging away, we're working very, very hard. Hopefully we can get two or three into gear in my hand. And we'll just keep working away with him. But we need to be more resolute in the way we go about our game. More resolute and more demanding of each other as well. More demanding. There's only one team I'm hearing out there. I don't know if you were. Where were you sitting? Where did you sit? Only one team I'm hearing out there. It wasn't my team. It was our bro refereeing. We're refereeing the game. That's what I'm saying. The fundamentals of the game. Referee it. Do everything that you do. That may become my experience. And that's what I have to get into these guys and teach these guys. Maybe they're too young and they accept. You know, there's an acceptance here.
Position down towards the bottom of the league, does that make it a tougher sell, or are you still...
No, it makes it a tougher sell, but it's also, I get it, also goes back to what I'm saying, is this is a wonderful big club, you know, everything. And I walk about and I see things and I go, they want for nothing at this football club. And I'll never have a go at my players. I think that they gave it everything that they've got today. I feel we beat ourselves. Like we have done most of the year with turnovers and it's in the back of our net. We can't defend it properly. And we're just out of shape and out of position. That's all the streetwise stuff that I'm talking about. But, yeah, any club, you know, when you've got a chance of a window, if you can, for long term, if you can recruit one or two that go into your first team, then you're moving the club forward. And that's what we'll be looking to do. These guys, I need to say to these guys, because the games will be coming thick and fast, I need to say to these guys, were you at your best? Were you man in a match? Because every game you go into for now at the end of the season, you need to pick yourself up and I'm going to run the show here. I'm going to run the show. You have to have that belief, and that's my frustration. I believe in them. I don't know if they believe in themselves.